Bam! Welcome to Jason Waller Unleashed. That's right, the top fucking trending podcast. Slap your mama twice. Call your Uncle Vinny. Fucking call Granny and Gramps and tell them to fucking log in. Listen to the best podcast, top 30 podcast for society and culture. We are super jacked. It is Unleashed. And I have got, you think I'm funny? I think I'm fucking funny. But I've got the funniest Waller. The fucking hilarious Waller. The shit talking dry humor. Don't give a fuck. Hannah Waller-Waller, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
You're Hannah Waller-Waller. That's how I pronounced you.
Why?
Sounded good. Hannah Waller-Waller.
Because you probably don't even remember my middle name.
I do.
What is it?
Talise. See, motherfucker,
I
got
my birthday. When's my birthday?
10/27/98.
You literally did the math in your head because you knew I was...
Motherfucker, I know your birthday.
Okay.
It's a day I'll remember to change my life forever.
You literally forgot it like 3 weeks.
No, I had to be an adult. I said
you
the
said
wrong year, dude.
99.
I said 97. I said 10/27/97. Why are you a dick?
Why are you a dick?
I'm like, not a seriously. Dick. I'm honest.
Okay. How does this work? You can ask me questions?
Well, look, you were on my show, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And you talked about shitting your pants.
Yeah, I did.
And now you're working on some skits to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
You're a funny fucking person, dude. Like, all my kids have attributes. Yours is humor. You're a funny person. I mean, you're not kind. You're an asshole. You're rude. You are condescending. You're a compulsive fucking liar.
I'm a pathological liar.
You're right. There's a difference. What is the difference?
Pathological means that there's a reason for the lie. Like, there's a path that leads you.
Did you get that from your counselor? Because I know you didn't make that shit up.
Yeah. She is actually clinically diagnosed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So. What would I be? Just an honest
Narcissist,
Abe?
Narcissist, asshole.
Okay, so listen, I've had this conversation with your mom and with Mackenzie.
Yeah.
I got to hear this. You think that all of us are narcissists?
I think that you are.
That's not what I asked you. I said, are all of us narcissists?
In our own way, but you are.
Okay, motherfucker, let me ask you again. If all of us are narcissists, what's the ranking of worst narcissist to least worst narcissist?
It's going to be you.
I'm one, okay.
And then Mackenzie.
Okay.
And then probably me.
Okay.
And then Christian.
Okay.
And then London.
Where's your mom?
Well, mom's probably the last.
Wow. You always give your mom a lot of credit. You know, so let me break it down for you. Kinsey ranked it this way. Me first.
Yeah.
Her second. Mm-hmm. You third.
Yeah. I think that's literally what
your
I
Your mom fourth.
Okay.
Christian fifth, London last. And then your mom ranked it me first.
Yeah.
Kinsey second. You third.
That's what everyone said.
So it's me, Kinsey, you?
Yeah.
You didn't say you.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it depends on what mom's going through, right? Sometimes she fights for like ranking up a little bit. Like, she goes up a little bit when...
So she said I was a peacock one. Are me and Kinsey more similar narcissists?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, you guys are really cold-cut narcissists.
Oh, so Kinsey called your mom cold and said I was warm and gooey. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that with mom that you... She is cold. Like, she'll just be like, okay, bye. Like, not talk to you. But for you, like, you are warm and gooey sometimes. When you want to be warm and gooey.
Yeah.
Not
am I ever
time,
cold?
Though. Yeah. Your eyes turn black.
What do you mean?
Like when you're angry, like I could honestly sit there and be mean to you and we could be arguing and then it's like a switch that goes off and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, I need to just leave him alone because there's going to be a hole in the wall soon.
Oh, I'm a hole in the wall doer.
Fan broke
it. You know, Kinsey told that story. She thought that was the funniest story ever.
It's so funny.
It's not that fucking funny.
It's pretty funny.
No. All right. So, listen, we've got the Bam Fam show going on. You've been doing a lot of podcasts. You've been crushing it. Like, I've watched you on the podcast. I'm proud of you. You're up there. You're talking. You're doing your thing. You've done very well.
Yeah.
We've seen episode one, right? For Bam Fam. Yeah. We've seen it. Now, it's not all the way done. They're still doing edits. And then, like, it's crazy how long this process takes. We're supposed to see another version here today. But... Like, you and me are, like, we're the main giddy-up in episode one. You agree?
Yeah, I just don't really get why, like, the pieces that everyone liked were me crying, so.
You do cry.
And you literally thought it was fake, which I think is wrong.
I don't think it was fake.
Yeah, Kinsey literally said, she goes, yeah, dad said that you were bullshitting.
No, I said that you're able to exaggerate your emotions in situations. Yeah. I think you were upset, but I think you could take it to another level.
It's called embellishing.
Okay. See, you know more things than I do.
Embellishing.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
Okay, as long as we're honest.
Embellishing is like lying, but like it's a nicer way to say lying.
So if you were to open up on stand-up comedy, what would that look like? What would your fucking opening line be?
I don't know, because that's what I've been struggling with.
Well, we talked about it. What would you do?
I'd probably ask anyone if anyone's ever shit themselves in public.
In public?
Like in a parking lot.
In a parking lot. And I would accuse people. I'd be like, yo, I bet you shit yourself, didn't you? Like interact with them.
Yeah.
Because the truth is you have shit yourself in public.
Multiple times.
In a parking lot.
Parking lot, woods. I mean, friends.
You know, backyard. I just had your daughter on, my favorite person in the world. You know what makes her laugh all the time?
What?
Knowing Grayson shit himself all the time and he gets on the bed.
He does. He actually did yesterday and he smeared poop all over the walls in the bathroom downstairs. It's fine.
I'm never going to be able to sell that house.
No, you're not.
You guys have ruined it.
They have ruined it.
It's your goddamn kids.
I don't know what you want me to do about it.
Fucking raise your kids better.
I go, stop painting on the walls.
And he's painting with shit.
Yeah. I try like a more like gentle.
Don't he take his diaper off and just fucking paint Picasso?
He took his diaper off and then he like grabbed his butt cheeks and brought it up like paint and then rubbed his hands down the wall.
You know, Lily also snitched on him about eating his boogers.
He does.
It's so gross, dude.
He goes in there.
He is not on my favorite list until he quits eating the boogers.
I don't think he cares. He likes grandma. She buys him pancakes. You don't buy anybody pancakes. You don't eat McDonald's.
I do not eat McDonald's.
Which is wrong.
Which, you guys just ordered Chick-fil-A and I just had a good oatmeal and a Kai bowl.
It was amazing. It was good.
I'm trying to fucking fix my girly figure, dude.
Your girly figure?
Yeah, it's like girly. I'm trying to make it manly.
What does that even mean?
It means I'm a little softer than I'd like to be.
You just want
to
eat chick food? That's how you fix your girly figure?
And you work out. You diet.
You walk like a girl. You eat like a girl.
I don't walk like a girl. I walk like a man. I just fucking,
but
you know.
You just said that you have a girly figure.
Because I fucking have put on a little bit of weight.
So you look like a chick.
Chicks are soft.
And then you want to eat chick food. And have an acai bowl or whatever they're called.
Is that chick food?
That's chick food. You have literally a Smoothie King cup right there. Tropical smoothie or whatever. That's chick food.
That's not chick food. That's healthy food.
No, like a man sits there with a burger in his hand that has bacon on it. That's manly.
Maybe it's a fat fuck.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I don't really see, like, grown men walking around, like, with construction worker hats on, drinking tropical
smoothie.
Do
my hands look like I do construction work?
No, they're very soft.
That's right.
You're very soft.
I make money with my mouth and my mind.
Okay.
I don't need my motherfucking hands.
I have city girl hands, though, too.
See?
You got city girl hands.
I got city girl city hands. Girl, your mom has shit hands, by the way.
That's wrong.
Because she wipes her ass at the end of the shower. She's shit hands.
I do too.
We talk about it. See, so you got shit hands, dude.
That's what you're supposed to do.
You're not supposed to do that.
You're supposed to wash your butt first.
Why?
To just get it out of the way and move forward.
I don't like it because then you're washing the rest of your body with shit hands.
Then you exfoliate. Then you shave your legs, your armpits. I know you have experience shaving your legs.
It's true. Facts. I use clippers. It's facts.
Okay.
No homo. I like to shave my legs.
No, that's cool.
I mean, who cares? I'm a fucking metro, dude. What do you want me to do?
Nobody's saying anything.
I don't give a fuck.
We're happy for you.
I'm happy for myself.
We love you.
And I love y'all.
No matter what you are, we love you.
I'm me. Stop.
We love you.
Whatever. Okay, so let me ask you this. We were just talking about being a stand-up comedian and you shitting yourself in public.
Yeah.
I know it's been a few years since you've told that. I don't think you told that story.
At the mall?
Yeah.
I told the mall one.
Has there been one since then?
Yeah, well, like a few weeks ago, I shit myself.
In public?
I was on the phone with mom and I shit myself in the car. Like I was driving home. And I was like, I got to go.
I still love the mall one. Why don't you tell the story of you shitting in the mall? Because like if you're doing stand-up comedy, pretend you're on the fucking stage right now. You're on the stage and you're like, does anyone ever shit themselves in public, in a parking lot? Motherfucker, you. lady, I know you look like you got shit hands. You shit yourself. Like, you start doing all that in the stand-up comedy thing, right? And then you got to tell the story. Let's fucking get a test of that right now. Let's see what Hannah's about. Tell the motherfucker. You're on stage, boo. Tell the story.
I'm on stage. Yeah. I think that I would start out just being pretty, like, you have to, like, be loose about it, you know?
Yeah.
Just talk about.
Kind of like the bowels, no pun intended, it's loose.
Have you ever shit yourself in public?
Yeah, you I actually like have.
You
I
probably
have.
Do. I know. Did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd probably go into talking about how, you know, this girl, I just met her. She's new. I try to make, you know, mom friends.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of mom friends. It's hard to make friends with your mom. So I'm going to go in talking about that and say.
This, well, no, just do it. You don't have to tell me what you're going to do. Just do it.
Oh, this is the second time I've hung out with this girl. This is my first, you know,
mom actual date. Friend. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a date. And I'm nervous, right? You get those butterflies. Even when you hang out with friends for the first time, you get butterflies in your stomach. You get, your nerves are worked up. I'm hanging out with her and her kid and my kid. Our kids are like 2 at the time, right? We go to McDonald's on the way, obviously. That's, you know, moms keep the lights on there. Grab some chicken. Go to the mall. It's right across the street. We go to the mall. It was that fast that it hit me. We went from McDonald's parking lot to the mall. And in that just 3-minute drive time, I already had to take a shit. And I was already sweating at that point in time.
Sweating bad.
But I haven't even farted in front of this girl yet. I mean, we haven't even made it there. You know, it's fresh, right? Oh my God. I mean, we're just now still kind of talking about, like, our parenting styles. We're not even at the point where we're like, yeah, like, you know, I shit myself sometimes. Yeah, I can't. We're not there yet. So she tells me, she's like, I'm going to be right back. I have to pee really bad. And I go, okay, yeah. You know, she has a fresh baby in the back, and then she has a 2-year-old, and I have my 2-year-old. So she's like, can you please just sit with them for just a quick second? I'm going to pee. I have to pee so bad. I can't get them out of the car and make it to the bathroom. I will pee myself. And I'm like, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I got it. I got them. I got it. And I'm sitting there thinking in my head that I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it, but I'm not ready yet to take that step in our relationship. So I'm going to have to compromise here. I'm going to have to figure out what else can I do. Positive thoughts only. But then it starts to smell really bad. And I hear my daughter grunting really hard in the back seat. She's going to town. And this girl just bought this car. It's a new car. It's brand new. Right? I go freaking out. Because I didn't even bring a baby bag. Like, I forgot a baby bag. I don't know. I just, we were rushing. I was nervous. I go in the back seat, get Lily out of the car. There's shit from the top of the car seat to the bottom of the car seat, all over her back, now all over me. I'm wearing this one-piece romper thing. So, I mean, now it's not like a shirt I can, like, change. My entire outfit's covered in shit at this point. She's still not back from peeing. And her baby's crying at this point, like her newborn. I call her, I go, hey, they are screaming so bad. And so you're going to have to come back really fast. You're going to have to hurry up and come back because I don't want to leave your kid here. But my kid shit, and I don't have wipes or anything. And she's so sweet. She's so nice. She just is like, oh, my God, I have wipes. I have diapers. I have wipes. You know, she's so, like, sweet. And I'm like, I don't really give a shit. I just need you. Just hurry the fuck up and come over here, okay? Just hurry. It's no, you know, you're so sweet. I understand. I'll see you soon. I'm sitting there. I'm holding her. I'm stressed out. At this point, she's not coming back. There's a baby crying. I have shit all over me, and I still have the shit. And so at this point, I give up. I can't hold it any longer. And it gets to a point where it just slips out. Like, literally, just slips right down my pants leg. And there's just this patty, like this shit patty, just sitting there in the parking lot. What am I going to say? What am I going to say to her? She gets back and she goes, oh, my God, did Lily shit on the floor? And I go, yeah. She did. Actually, I moved her diet. We have to go inside, though, because obviously there's situation here. You can just trash the car seat. You don't even worry about it. We're not going to be friends anymore. But I'm breaking up with her at this point because she doesn't know what I just endured. It was really traumatic. So I get my kid, my stuff, and I take the car seat out and I leave it in the parking lot because at this point I'm like, we're going to have to Uber home. We're not going to be able to get home from this. You can't come back from this. She's Snapchatting her husband the picture of the shit on the concrete. Like, look at how big this shit is. This is a huge shit. It came out of her kid. Like, holy shit. Like, her kid shit on the parking lot. What the hell? And I'm like, that's so bad. So we're running inside. I have poop all over me. I grab a romper. I'm walking, but my butt has mud butt. So I'm walking weird, right? I'm walking like a duck. I'm calling my kid's dad, and I'm like, you're going to have to come pick us up because she's not going to want to be my friend after what just happened. And I have to explain it to him. And he goes, I'm on my way. I knew if you had McDonald's, this would happen. It happens every time. I go to the bathroom. I'm selfish. I clean myself off first. You know, I put my kid down. I try to wipe her off, but I'm wiping myself off. I throw everything away. And I throw her stuff away. And I sit there and I wipe her off. I just put a diaper on her. I'm like, screw it. I change into something else. I throw all my stuff away. That girl comes in here in the bathroom and she tries to check on me. And she's like, oh my God, do you want me to like wash your clothes? And she tries to take it out of the trash can. Don't touch that. Don't even touch that. Don't go near the trash can. I don't want those clothes. Okay. We're fine. She's like, well, we made it to the mall. Like, let's enjoy the day. Okay. Well, her dad's on his way to come pick us up, but that's fine. We can maybe walk around a little bit or something and kind of try to, you know, restart. We start walking around the mall and we go down the elevator and I go, I got to tell you something because it's eating at me. I want this to work out with us, you know, be friends. She's like, yeah, what's up? And I'm like, it was me. And she was like, what do you mean? And I go, I shit in the parking lot. It was me. You were taking too long and it just happened. So she was like, why didn't you shit in the parking lot? I was like, yeah. I get it if you don't want to be friends. Like, I understand. I have a hard time keeping friends at this point. Like, I understand it. Meanwhile, her kid's completely naked and running around the mall. And she pees on the floor, and then our ride gets here, and I'm like, I have to leave. So, like, this has been fun, but, like, she, like, then, like, later, like, I think she took a little bit to, like, process what had happened.
Yeah.
And then she texted me later and was like, I'm glad you told me one time I pooped in the ocean. So she tried to, like, make me feel better about it, you know, like, it's okay. But it didn't make me feel better because, like, it's normal to poop in the ocean, you know?
I pooped in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people have done that.
Yeah.
So.
I've never shit in a parking lot, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel part to blame because I think you had a traumatic issue of me shitting myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I just only remember getting a phone call. And you were like, get a trash bag and some gloves and follow me. And I was like, what? You're not even home. Like rushed in and you just had poop just dropping following you to the bathroom.
This is a rough day.
I called mom and I was like, I don't ever want to hear that I don't care about dad again ever. Literally clean shit up.
Oh jeez.
She's like, yeah, well, he can't poop in a house we're viewing a home. He's trying to be rude and just poop at this person's house. It's rude.
It hit me. I have no gallbladder.
I don't either, but
I mean, people that don't have gallbladder say
outside or something. Like,
yeah, you use shit in a parking lot or driveway.
Like, I'm gonna go in the woods real quick, drop one, go back inside, act like everything's normal.
All right, so that's a good shit story, and I think that's a good opening thing. If you're to do stand-up comedy, I think you tell that story and you get people engaged. I think that's a great idea. And then you just do your normal dry humor shit because you just naturally are a fucking shit stick.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And most dads don't tell their daughters that, but I will. I will tell you are a shit stick.
Never,
and I love you.
You've never sugarcoated it for me, that's for sure.
Do you appreciate that?
You know, it just depends on the day, you know. Sometimes if I had a bad day, you know, it's a lot, but some days I need it, you know. You know, sometimes I need you to just tell me I'm an asshole. And I'm like, you know what? At least my dad's honest with me.
Your mom thinks I should have more empathy and sympathy.
Yeah. It's something
you're green?
Yeah, you lack. Like, I'll call you and I'll be like, I'm upset about something. This hurts my feelings. And you go, you know what, Hannah? You're wrong about everything in the whole world. You're not right.
I don't ever say you're wrong about everything in the whole world. I tell you when you're wrong about certain shit. And I go, Hannah, you're one-sided here.
I'll literally be like, Dad, like, someone caught my house on fire and it really hurt my feelings. You'd be like, the fact that you got your feelings hurt, you might need to be medicated for it. Like, I don't see why you're letting it get you down. Move on. Pick yourself up and move on.
So I'm just a pick yourself up and walk it off kind of guy.
Yeah, and I'm like, anyone would be upset about the fact that their house just caught on fire. You know what I mean?
Your house never caught on fire.
No, but I'm saying, like, as an
example. Is this part of the pathological lying?
Yes, but I'm saying that, like, as an example. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you are. Like, you're just kind of like, well, in the midst of all of this, you're the problem. I love you, though. So pick yourself up and move on.
I give you a thing called constructive criticism.
Right.
And you don't take it well because you're a brat.
Thank you.
I love you, but you're a brat.
It's really sweet of you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You're a brat, too.
Is that your new thing? Your therapist told you just to thank people and appreciate it and love it?
Yeah. The therapist that just runs your card every week. Let me tell you something. You're a brat, okay? You literally have boxes of Lululemon, and then you call me. I'll spend $13 on DoorDash. I get a phone call immediately.
First of all, you can't even order DoorDash for $13, so that's the pathological lying.
You can.
No, it's always like $40 a meal, dude. They add a $15 processing fee, plus they do everything
anyway,
else.
Anyway, secondly, don't care.
First of all, I'm not even fat.
Anyway,
I'm just
secondly,
chubby.
I don't care.
So you talk about being mean. You just told me I was fat.
You're a little chunky. It's not like a dad bod. You're a father figure. What you are.
You know what Joe said? It's like I stuck steroids in my shoulders and then it stopped at the belly.
I don't know what that means.
That means like I'm all buff here and then I become just donuts. He says it's like salad and steak and then it becomes donuts.
You eat a lot of donuts. Even though you don't want social media to know, you eat ice cream.
I don't give a fuck what social media knows.
Every night you eat ice cream.
I love ice cream.
You have a problem with ice cream.
It's my favorite thing.
You need to go to AA for ice cream.
I do have a problem with
ice cream. I'm not done. Listen to me. You are the brat, okay? Again, I'm going to just reiterate this. Let's circle back, okay? You'll call me about some dumb shit. And then you'll literally have boxes. I'm saying like warehouse material of Lululemon underwear. That's it, literally.
I don't even wear Lululemon underwear.
Okay. Just in your front porch, just like boxes of Lululemon. And then you're like, we need to save money. We need to save money. And then literally boxes of Lululemon. Jason Waller, Jason Waller, Jason Waller, Jason Waller, Jason Waller. How does that make you feel?
Well, first of all, I feel fantastic.
Like, how does that make you feel to know that, like, you're just full of shit all the time?
I'm not, by the way, I'm not the one shitting in public, so maybe you're more full of shit than I am.
I'm not full of shit because I shit in public. You can't say I'm full of shit.
So anymore. I keep it all in.
You keep it all in.
But I'm not full of shit. I just critique on certain wasteful spending.
Certain wasteful spending? You have to have a new outfit for
excessive spending. Hannah, what about when we go to Christmas and you were to buy yourself one TV and you bought 9 fucking TVs?
There was four TVs.
It was 9.
And it was an accident.
Right.
4 TVs. There was 4.
Right. And why do I get shit if I'm not the brat? I'm not a brat. Could we go to Turks and Caicos and we fly first class?
We flew coach that day.
On the way back, first, whatever it was. And you know what you guys said to me? We're not flying private. This is bad. And you're giving me shit.
It was actually not bad. It was embarrassing.
We flew fucking like 12 of us a mansion. We stayed at a mansion in Turks and Caicos.
It was embarrassing.
Because we weren't flying private. Yet I'm the brat.
Yeah.
Why?
Because literally we flew in comfort. Well, you and mom flew in first class, but all the rest of us had to fly in comfort because they didn't have any more seats. And so, you know what? We literally had to pay for our snacks. It was embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing? There was 11 of us that went to Turks.
Because if we go on
staying in a fucking mansion with a butler and a chef and everything.
It's just, the flight was embarrassing. The flight was so embarrassing.
And I'm the brat.
Yeah, you are the brat, though. You are the brat. That, like, you literally, you complain all the time, too. It's not just us. You complain all the time. Like, you yelled and screamed at the attendant lady who was doing our bags because you were like, I'm literally, like, whatever, like, platinum member. Like, you should know who I am. Like, you should get us in, blah, 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 blah. Like, you can't stand in any lines. We don't stand in any lines. We're not even able to stand in the first class line, but you still go through first class, and you're like, hi, I'm a platinum member, so I don't understand why you don't understand that. So it's not just me. Like,
so I'm a brat.
You are.
Monkey see, monkey do.
The brat.
So we are the brats.
Yes.
Is your mom a brat? And I always get accused of, when I'm in the gutter, when you guys throw me in the gutter, I want to bring your mom in the gutter. So we're going to continue that. Is your mom a brat?
Yeah, she's a brat about certain things.
Like,
remember that time we went to Florida and we had to change our hotel 5 times because they weren't good enough for her?
I did. That was a long time ago, but yes.
We literally, no joke, like, went to 5 different hotels.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm so sorry, but the flowers are glued to the table and I know that it's ghetto. We have to leave. We left. We went to, like, I don't even know where we ended up staying. I don't even remember. We went to so many different hotels.
What's it like being a single mom?
It's just like a lot. It's tiring.
Tell me about your life. Tell me about what goes on in Hannah's world.
Well, right now I have a boyfriend. He's pretty cool. He cooks his dinner. It's like
he's a shit dick sometimes, but he's okay.
He is sometimes.
He's a Cowboys fan. I don't like that in him.
That's rough.
He does cook and he's good with the kids.
Yeah.
Everything else is to be determined.
Yeah.
Continue.
he's nice to me. He buys me fun things, and we.
By the way, let him make sure he knows that our Christmas gift to him was that flight to Florida.
I'll let him know. I don't. I mean, I bought it, but that's fine.
But you said it comes from the same pot.
It does come from the same pot.
So therefore, I bought it.
But even though that you think that, like, you always think that there's a separation. Like, you're like, I help you pay for this, and I help you pay for that. Well, it still, like, comes out of, like, my checkbook. But, like, I totally get where you're coming from. Like, it comes from the same pot. Like, I totally get it. Like, I appreciate it. I, like, respect you so much about it. But, like, still don't give a shit, right? Like, you're always like, you need to use your own money. It's your money, right? Like, don't yell at me and say that you pay all my bills if my name is on the checkbook. You know what I mean? It's all the same. It's all the same. Like, it hurts. Like, it honestly hurts to explain that so many times. I'm just going to quit. I'm going to get my own job. I'm going to start my own business. Doing something different.
Like what?
And then I'll let you use my money.
That's a great idea. I'd love, like, that.
Like, I don't know. You drive me insane.
So let's get back. So you got a boyfriend that's fun.
Yeah, okay,
what
cool.
else?
How
does her, like, what, if you had to, like, describe in a couple sentences what it's like at your house, what would you say?
It's like a total frat house.
What do you mean?
I got a little kid a little boy that's naked. He likes his wee-wee. He, like, wee-wees on everything. I gotta, like, constantly try to keep pants on him. Lily is always painting on the walls and paints on her body. My kids are, like, nudist. But, you know, like, I don't know, express yourself. It's 2023, but at least keep some pants on. I have a nanny now. She's pretty cool. She's from France.
She is from France. It's cool.
I didn't even know Lily spoke French. But
Lily came in here and sat in that seat and was like, bonjour.
Yeah. She takes French at school. I didn't know that. So her and the nanny are just speaking in French to each other. It's cool, but I don't know what they're saying. And then, you know, my boyfriend comes home from work and he makes us dinner. Makes us dinner, cleans the kitchen, helps with laundry.
And then you do work as an executive assistant.
Yeah.
To me and some of the other executives.
Yeah, you know, I get
manage some of the recruiting.
Yep. My Indeed is flooded my email.
You got to add a couple of people for the podcast schedule. I need you to handle. Yeah. Yeah. So you would say it's like a frat house.
It is like a frat house.
Who runs that show there?
Probably Lily.
Lily's the boss.
She really chooses what mood we're all going to be in that day.
How?
She wakes us up really early in the morning and then asks us what we're going to do that day.
She has a lot of energy.
There's a lot of energy.
She was super shy on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know why, but she's you. Trapped in a 4-year-old body. She's exhausting.
So I'm exhausting.
Yeah, you're so exhausted. Like, you're an energy sucker.
You and your mom seem like, not only are you guys brats, you're assholes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How am I an energy sucker?
You just suck it all up, you know?
I produce all the energy.
No. You're an energy
sucker. I'm the life of the party.
No, and like, if you're in like a mood, the whole aura of the room has changed. We all know that you're irritated.
How? Give me an example.
Okay, like, let's say that we're at a restaurant and the waiter like says hello to mom in a way that you don't like. Instant. You see that face? Did you catch that? Let's make sure the camera caught that real quick.
What face? What did I do?
It was a whole facial. You just, yeah, that's the face. Mm-hmm. That's the face.
Okay.
And then you go, do you know him personally?
I don't do that.
And then
dude.
We
I,
all at dinner. Dude,
I'm not insecure. I give your mom all kinds of freedom. I ain't freaking out on her shit.
No one said the I word. Way too no one long. Said insecurity.
Well, you're like some dude. I'd be like, dude, fucking, yeah, like I'd laugh
no,
about
it. No, it's not that. It's just that like,
if they were rude to her, I'd be bothered.
You don't know. It's not even about the.
You know, there's only a few people in this world that can royally push me off the edge. Do you know who they are?
Mom.
It used to be my mom was one of them. She's not. It's your mom. It's you, and it's Christian.
I know.
Kinsey and London cannot push me off the edge.
I know.
They don't bother me enough because they don't push the envelope enough to where I fall off the fucking cliff. But that's you, your mom, and your littlest brother make me want to fucking just commit.
That's the sweetest thing you've ever said.
You're very welcome.
I think about it sometimes. Like when you call me on the phone and you just sit there and you're just like going, you just keep yelling at me. I just like, I'm driving. I'm just like, you know, you never think about that.
Just want to drive to the side of the road and hit the curb.
I fantasize about it so often.
That's so
just like,
weird.
You know?
Why?
It's not that I'm going to do it. It's not that I'm going to be like, I'm thinking like, what would happen? Like, would he stop talking if I were to land in the lake? He wouldn't even notice. Like, he would still be talking and be like, hello? Hey, shit stick. You're not answering me. You know, and then be like, whatever. And then call mom and be like, Hannah literally doesn't even talk to me, blah, 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 right? And I'm like sinking in the bottom of the ocean, right? I'm like dying. I'm drowning. And you still are talking. That's what I think about. Sometimes.
You're a weird person.
I know. That's why I'm medicated.
What are you taking?
Right now I'm on like some kind of antidepressant or something.
Does it help?
I mean, it chills me out. Chills me out for sure.
Yeah.
I feel chill.
You feel chill.
I mean, you know, it really does help that temptation of just going, you know? I'm great though. I never think about that when my kids are in the car. It's usually just when it's me. And you call me because you're bored. It's usually when you're pooping.
You only call me when your mother doesn't answer.
Yeah, true. But when you're...
Oh, let's talk about that. Go ahead.
But when you're shitting or you're in the airport, I know when you're traveling. I know when you're in an airplane because then you start to look at credit card expenses. So I turn my phone on DND.
When I'm traveling?
Every time. You're so bored. That's how I know you're bored is when you're looking at our charges, all of our charges. We all text each other. We have our own group chats without you in it. We're like, Dad's going over credit card charges. Turn your phone off.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it's aggressive. It's like a 3-hour conversation. Like, I fucking
By the way,
you.
I actually have some pictures of charges that I have questions on.
That's
I have to
rough.
Send you.
You know, you should really take that up with someone else.
Oh, no, they're yours. I have some questions.
It's not me.
I have some on there.
I lost
questions
my card, actually.
No, you didn't.
I gave it to Kinsey, so you can question her about
That's not. Yeah, Kinsey has her own.
That's rough. It's not me, that's for sure. So we can talk about other things, though.
How do you feel about the pink closure? How hard was that for you?
That was really hard because it was like you didn't do too well. You know, you were really upset and it was really weird. It was very eerie.
It was eerie.
It was so weird. You went just from like having just this lifestyle routine, like just... I don't know, just like felt, it just feels so weird and eerie how it just went from like so fast. It was so fast. It was weird.
It's unexpected.
Yeah, it was so just, I don't know. It came out of nowhere. It was so weird.
Yeah, it hurt everybody too.
Yeah.
Made everybody sad. All the death threats, the bullet holes at your house.
Yeah. I think it was the FBI that really got me.
showing up at our house telling us about the death threat.
Yeah, that was scary. Because it's just, I mean, it's just solar, bro. You know, it's like not that deep. But people made it really deep.
Yeah.
It's kind of cult-like. Like some of the haters, like it's like they love you so much that they hate you. It's so weird. Like they're still.
I'm told that when I run a company, it's polarizing, that I'm able to get them to be all in. And it is like a cult. And then when they're no longer with us, they're outside of the cult. They hate us.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're trying to make it like a cult. But no. I try to, and the secret sauce to do that is, and I coach this, is it's not about following the leader and saying, oh, I want to be like Jason or I love Jason. It's about the brand and the routine of the company. So the thought process is this. Everyone needs to row the same way and believe in the same thing. So you empower employees to feel like owners, let them have profit sharing, gain share, something, and allow them to see the big thing. So now they're all in on that brand. They're all in on what your mission is, right? You have to have a mission for a company. And I think that's what I've always done a good job of doing, where people felt in. But then when they felt out, it was like a bad breakup. They were so into the company and drinking the Kool-Aid that when they're out, they hate you.
Yeah.
That's what I take.
Well, there's some that still drink the Kool-Aid. Like you have, you know, Matt Steiner with a picture of you in his office.
How great is that? That yeah, he made a fucking sign that said, there's enough Jasons in the world. Be a Matt. That was a billboard.
Probably, that was probably like one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. Like the fact that he went to those types of measures was golden to me. It was golden. It just was like, he's not thinking of anyone else.
For the listeners out there, this is a guy that worked for us as a sales manager who left because he wasn't producing enough after 2 years. He was struggling the last 6 months. He went and worked for another solar company, stole from that solar company employees, started his own, and then just was making billboards of don't be a Jason, be a Matt.
No, but it wasn't just that. It was the fact that like old ex-employees from Pink used to send me photos when they started working for him of his office with
his addiction.
An actual picture of you that he got after Pink shut down and put it in his office. That's obsession. That's sick. The fact that there's like customers who are getting tattoos of your name on their body, that's sick. Like people are sick.
So I have been having this conversation a lot lately about renting space in people's mind. And yeah, something I've been real big on recently and how to explain it and elaborate to people is, you know, when you're insecure or you're jealous or you're envious or you don't like your life, you're depressed. A lot of ways you try to people, not you, but people try to cope with this is they look for the negatives in other people, right? And they project on vomit the negativities of other people that might be doing great things, finding reasons why they really aren't great or they're fraud or they're fake or it's, you know, they're bad people and karma's, whatever it is, right? And a lot of that is they're so insecure and they're so depressed and then they see something great and rather than be like, oh, let me see what I can learn from that person and be what I like to call admire that person and try to take on what they do, they go, oh, they start going down rabbit holes of why that person's really not great. Why do people think that? And guess what they're doing? They're giving free rent in their brain for that person. And so my whole take is when people are giving me free rent in their brain for good or bad, I say, thank you. Because if it's good and they're admiring me and they want to learn, then I'm glad that you're getting free rent. I'm getting free rent in your head and I'm helping you. If you hate me and you hate your miserable fucking pathetic life, then thank you for allowing me free rent in your brain. But here's what I say in return. And I think you believe this too, especially as you're getting older and more mature. When you become so secure and you become so confident and you become so comfortable in your own skin to give zero fucks what people think or do, then nobody can ever rent space in your brain except those you love, those you care about, and the business you're running. So you're never going to see some schmuck asshole that's doing different things than me, better than me, that I don't like and I think is a bad person. I won't even fucking think an ounce of that person because unless you want to be in my brain, you're going to have to pay for it. That's why I do coaching. The only way you get space in my brain is I got to love you, I got to care about you, you're my business, or you're paying me. What do you think of that concept?
No, I mean, I was barely listening, but I'm happy for you.
Such a dick. Why were you barely listening? It's very important.
I've been like wondering if I had a booger coming out of my nose.
That's all you cared about?
Yeah. Got like snot.
Well, do you give people free rent in your brain?
There's a few people who just like ease their way in there.
And it bothers you and you think about them and you shouldn't.
Yeah.
What would you, I know it's harder to do, but what would you wish you would do? What do you wish you could tell yourself to do to be better about that?
Well, I mean, I'm medicated now, so like I've just let it go. I don't really, when I have people in my brain, I go, I don't care anymore.
Your mom talked about tolerance after getting cancer. Her tolerance has gone away to where less things are going in her brain about people. More things in her brain about herself.
Yeah.
But less things about concerned about what the world thinks or what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody should learn to live like that. When you start to live and not care about what others are doing around you that isn't going to benefit you or that you don't care about, that aren't friendly to you, that aren't connected to you, you have a lot more space in your brain to be more productive than counteractive.
Yeah.
You just don't like any of the mumbo jumbo motivational shit, do you?
Nope. It's literally like my brain goes, duh.
Is it like listen to the math channel?
Yeah.
You and your mom are the exact same fucking person. That's how she is. She's like, you bore me with it.
It sounds like I'm in math class sometimes. I just zone out. Like you start doing this whole spiel and you're like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know what you're saying. I'm just like, yeah. And then people are like, wow, your dad's so inspirational. I started my own business because of him, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's really great. Like, what did he say that really got to you? He's just like, wow, you're just so inspirational. And I'm like,
huh. You truly are an asshole, by the way. You're welcome.
I'm proud of you, though. I am.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
Proud of me for what?
Whatever it is that you do, man. I don't know. Like, yeah. I'm happy for you that you live, that you have not, I don't know, no renters or whatever in your brain. Whatever
no it is that you said. You got no renters in your brain.
I'm happy for you.
I appreciate that. So what do you want out of the show for people that know Hannah's character?
I just want it to go somewhere. I just want the show to go somewhere. I want us to be able to go somewhere with it. I think people will like our family. I think we need to find out.
So, all right, before we wrap up, talk a little bit about each person in the show. Okay. We'll start with yourself? Your kids, okay. Your kids.
My kids are really cool. Lily has a big personality. She's a lot. Grayson is chill. He has a chill personality.
It's like he's a fucking, what is it called?
I don't know.
In the 70s. Stoner, not stoner. Hippie. He's a hippie. Go ahead.
Okay. He is like a hippie.
Yeah.
Like an OCD hippie, though.
Oh, yeah. Has to close every door and window. It's fucking weird.
Close all the doors. All the windows. So weird. He's very weird about it.
I argue with him about it.
He doesn't like his hands clean.
I don't like my hands dirty either, though. Me and him have that same phobia.
He gets very upset about it. And he doesn't like certain shirts. He's very, very different. And then Lily is just loud and excited and ready to go. And then, who else? Kinsey?
Yeah. You talk about Christian. Work your way up.
Christian's good. He's pretty quiet. He plays video games. He lies a lot on video games. He kills me a lot on video games.
He cusses way more than we all know.
Yeah, he's hilarious when you guys aren't online.
Really?
When you guys aren't playing with us. Yeah, he's funny. He says some really mean things.
Oh, my God. Okay, London?
London's cool. She's gotten a lot better with age. She was real, God, like, I couldn't stand her when we lived in Michigan. Like, I didn't want to be around her.
She became a liberal.
She was just so, like,
I like to say libtard, but I got banned from TikTok for that. Go ahead.
She was just, like, really uncomfortable to be around, but she's way better now. I like to make fun of her with her boyfriend that she has, that she doesn't tell anybody about. And she's cool, you know?
She better not have a boyfriend.
Yeah, she totally has a boyfriend. She doesn't tell anybody about him.
She says they're just friends.
Right. And then Kinsey's cute. You know, she's cute and fun. She's bubbly. You know, so I think everyone's going to, like, they're going to, like, find their little person they like, their character that they like the most. We all are very relatable.
Yeah. You know? Kenzie's in college but sleeps 16 hours a day.
She sleeps all day.
And then she parties all night.
Parties hard.
And she's the whitest of the white.
She's Vineyard Vines all the way.
And London is ghetto. She's a little dark.
London's ghetto.
Yeah. She's kinda definitely Latina got some hood in her.
A little bit too. She's kind of like Spanish a little bit, you know.
Is that because her boyfriend's Latino?
Yeah.
Her friend that she wants to claim as a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus or Jose or whatever?
I call him Josue. And then, like, mom's, like, you know, people are probably going to relate to mom because she has, like, a lot of anxiety.
Depression, fucked up childhood. Me and her got nasty about Papa Ron.
Yeah, he's a douche. And his sister's a douche. And then, you know, you're pretty cool.
That's it. I'm just pretty cool.
Yeah. You're loud. You know, I love you. You're my dad. You know, you're like a dad to me. So
you're like a kid to me. So it works out.
So, I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't really know, like, what else you really want me to say here.
Like, well, you know, you're a single mom.
Single mom. I have a boyfriend, though. So,
okay, so you have
wants me to emphasize that. I have a boyfriend.
So you're you have two kids at home.
Yeah.
And a boyfriend at home that you guys live together, live-in boyfriend.
He's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool, and he's good with the kids.
Yep. And he cooks me food, so he's making me pork chops.
And he's younger than you. You're rocking the cradle.
Oh, that's fine. We don't even have to talk about it. He is. He's
a mature in different ways.
He is. You know, he's immature in a lot of ways and mature in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Right?
So, as are you.
Right, yeah. Like, we both have our attributes. He irritates me a lot sometimes, but it's fine. It's just the, like, mentality of, like, I want to go and do crazy things, and it's kind of like... You chose to be with a mom, like a single mom. So, like, we have to kind of tone it down. That's where kind of we bump heads. But other than that, like, we're good. Like, he's great about hanging out with the kids and doing stuff with us and cooking. And he's just, he's awesome. But we're still, you know, we're still trying to get there. We're still trying to get there. But we're good.
You like his family?
I like his family, yeah.
It's good.
His mom.
You ready for Christmas?
So ready for Christmas.
Wasn't it fun shopping for those kids?
Yeah.
That was a good time.
I like to do that.
So is your mom. Your mom loves that.
Yeah, it's just cool. Because, like, you don't know them. And you know they're going to be appreciative. They're not going to cry if they get a PS5. You know? That's what's exciting.
Who cried on a PS5?
Christian, that one time. Because he wanted an Xbox.
Such a shit.
That was the best day of my whole life.
All right. Thank you, Hannah, for coming on the show and being a part of this. Any final words you want to say to anybody getting ready to watch the BAM Fam? Why should they tune into the BAM Fam?
It's going to be really cool. Like, I don't know. Like, okay. Why do you think they should tune into the BAM Fam?
Because it's going to be fucking epic. It's going to change their fucking life. They're going to see chaos and boardrooms and rags to riches, back to fucking rags to riches again, fucking just exploding into life. That's why.
Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap. BAM!